So, hello everyone. Welcome to the ACCA Student Accountant podcast series. I have two special guests with me today. One is Andy Hall, ACCA prize winner and business advisor at BDO.
Hello.
Hi. And the other is Andy Huddleston, who is a partner within the BDO Drive team. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
So welcome to you both. First of all, here's a message from our sponsor to this episode, which is Kaplan. Andy, I believe you studied with Kaplan.
Yes, I did.
Excellent. So be a winner like Andy with an ACCA course at Kaplan. With higher than average pass rates, you can open the door to a bright future career. We have flexible study methods to suit every learner. So find us online and start ACCA today. So let's start with you, Andy. First of all, congratulations on winning the prize. It was for the SBL exam, right?
Yep, that's right. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So notoriously quite a difficult exam. So I'm interested to hear about how you found studying and working here at BDO at the same time. Is that what challenges have you found, or has it been actually helpful to do both at the same time?
Yes. So working and studying is always going to be hard because it's kind of a bit of a juggling act. But I don't think it's not uncommon to hear people studying towards professional qualification and trying to work at the same time. So, I mean, on the plus side, you're able to get the experience that you need to apply what you've learned at college. But you're also just having to make sure, keep an eye on the calendar as the days tick down closer to your exams. You're just needing to make sure that you've done your work, but also given yourself enough time to do the revision that you need to do the practice that you need to do in order to give yourself the best chance of passing the exam.
And how is BDO as an employer, have they given you time off, or do they encourage you?
Yes, so I've been given study leave to attend college during the week, which has been great, as opposed to doing it weekends or evening. So I can take the time off to do that outside of my holiday allowance, which is really nice. I also get the week of the exam off as well, just to allow myself the time and focus that I would need to pass. So that's been really helpful, as I know that I have friends in other firms that would not necessarily have got that. They would have to have attended evening classes and not got any time off or financial support for the study. So, yes, very grateful for the opportunity I've been given to study under these terms.
Mm. And so I'm interested, how would you say that the working here helps you with your exams, or exams help with work, or is it a bit of both?
It's both, yeah. I think it really depends on what piece of work that I'm doing. I know that in the early stages, everything that I learned at college really helped me out with work. But now there have been a few occasions where I've done something quite specific at work. I don't know, such like a calculating a rent-free period or something like that. And then having to take that into my study and almost already having that in the back of my head really helps to understand. So it's a bit of both, I'd say.
Because the exam sort of does it have a scenario element to it,
the SBL? The SBL, yeah, it was. The one I did was concerning a chocolate factory. And I've got to be honest, that's as much as I can remember about it right now. Yeah, in terms of the actual company specifics, I can't remember. But, you know, the questions were surrounding the governance of the company, the strategy, where it was heading, potential pitfalls it was, you know, veering towards, etc. So, yeah, that's what it entailed, and I suppose there is a little bit of that at work. You've got to, you know, look at a company and maybe assess, is there anything I need to flag here to the relevant managers of the company.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was quite a different exam to the ones that I've taken in the past.
Right, okay. And have you still got exams left to do?
I've got two more, which I'm sitting in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, which
will
be my final two.
Exciting.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
done and out the way.
Cool. Okay, so let's hear from you, Andy Huddleston. You're both involved in BDO Drive, but why don't you explain to us a little bit about what BDO in general is and what BDO Drive specifically does?
I suppose BDO is one of the major accountancy firms in the UK and international. BDO Drive, particularly, is part of the team that I'm a partner within. So we've got 150 people in London. And essentially what we do is provide outsourced business and finance services to a wide variety of clients, whether that be small entrepreneurial, fast growth startups and scale-ups, or whether it may be some multinationals and very complex businesses. But just the type of services we deliver to those different ends can sort of vary somewhat.
Mm.
So we'll focus on providing things across the piece, whether that just be doing that, provide an entire outsourced finance function, or some very specific complex financial reporting advice, or whether helping businesses through strategic reviews and focusing on helping them grow and succeed and expand internationally.
Mm. So when you're recruiting people who are at the start of their careers, what kind of qualifications or qualities are you mostly looking for?
So I guess we're looking for, I suppose to a certain extent, interesting people and sort of people really. We take, I suppose our core intake into BDO Drive specifically tends to be at sort of the school leaver stage, and then we'll bring them through over a course of 4 years studying AAT and ACCA through to sort of qualification. And then we've been growing quite rapidly over the course of the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So we've also been bringing lots of people in at various part qualifieds and sort of senior levels as well. And so I think with all those people, I think the thing we're looking for is people that can talk to businesses, people we can see actually have a bit of business awareness about them. Ultimately, we're trying to build business advisors. Mm. So we're not just trying to build people that can deal with the numbers, because ultimately we've seen for a number of years that actually if that's all you've got, then you're competing with a computer. So we want people that can look under the skin of a business and be able to talk to management and solve problems and think, actually, what does this business need to change, to develop, to grow?
Mm. So do you think that the role of an accountant has changed sort of over the years, or since you started in the profession, to go more in that direction, or has it always been that way?
I certainly think it's been something that's been talked about, I think, for the entirety of my career, is the advancement of computers and how they will sort of take away jobs and things and things like that. I mean, I started in audit, so this is before I saw the light and moved into outsourcing. But actually, I think whilst that has been talked about a lot over the last few years, I think we've certainly more recently seen the real fruits of that, and some of the products across the market that come out have really accelerated that process. And I think that is just going to get ahead of steam going forward. So really, that is why our focus over the last few years has been building business advisors as opposed to bookkeepers and processors.
Mm. And for you, Andy Hall, who you've been around a little bit less time and you've been in this team not as long, what aspects of it, of the work, are the most exciting or interesting for you?
For me, I think definitely the client conversation. Just sitting down, talking about their business, where their business is heading, what they're really trying to achieve, and then sort of off the back of all that information, suggesting sort of solutions or potential efficiencies that can be made around the accounting side of things, which will ultimately go hand in hand with what they're trying to achieve. So perhaps a potential, a specific report which can really help them analyse a certain part of their business, which might be critical to their success going forward. Yeah, I find that the most interesting.
And what kind of businesses are we talking, like small, medium enterprises?
Most of my portfolio is small and medium-sized enterprises, usually pretty high-growth companies that are looking to sort of expand and increase their value within, you know, 5-10 years, really scaling up as quickly as they can, really.
Right.
So it's amazing to see some of them, you know, potentially like 3 years ago, some of them may have been, not even turning over a pound, to then turning over 5-10 million pounds plus within a couple of years, which is really impressive to see how they've gone about doing that. And it's quite rewarding to have been a part of it in my own little way.
Yeah, that must be really satisfying. So do you continue to work with companies over time, or is it sort of just a one-off?
There seems, this isn't with all cases, but there seems to be a point where they get to a stage whereby they might decide to maybe go, I'm sure Andy can correct me if I'm wrong here, but they normally go one of two ways. They've grown so much to the point where they might want to start taking some of their finance team in-house. Also, I should say the finance function in-house.
Yeah.
Or they will continue to use us, and we will continue to use tools that will work alongside their growth. And gradually, as they get bigger, we can suggest more powerful tools and better reports, more adapted reports to where they're headed. So I think it goes one of two ways, but Andy might say something else, unless that's right.
No, I think a lot of the businesses we work with there is a natural cycle. So if a business is on a very high growth trajectory, then there are certain services that we'll provide in the early years that actually you'd want to take in-house. So we quite often work with very fast growth businesses that start with bringing in an outsourced FD perhaps, and then work down from there. But then by the time that's expanded, then there's very little bits of BDO and us, from a strategic perspective, that are still providing support in a number of ways and helping them go internationally and things like that as well.
Right. And how does it work within the team? Do you all have your roster of companies that you're working on, or is it everybody works with everyone? Or?
No, we try to make the experience of the client feel as much like their own in-house team as possible. So, I mean, we've got lots of people upstairs, but it's a subset of that team that delivers on any given client project, and we can expand and contact that team as necessary, as the needs demand.
Yeah, great. So just coming back to your experiences, Andy, you studied with the learning provider Kaplan, as we mentioned earlier, and that is obviously an optional thing. You know, you can self-study. So I'm always curious to hear about how helpful it was for you to work with a tuition provider.
Yeah, I think I benefited, especially from the classroom tuition phase, revision phase.
Yeah.
I did one module using Kaplan's self-study facility, which was fine. However, I personally feel that the most value is going into a classroom and talking to the tutor and sort of analysing past questions, and then the expert, if you like, the tutor actually telling you, okay, this is what you need to look out for. I've done a question, the tutor will mark it and sort of say, well, you know, here are your pitfalls, and we can actually talk through it.
Yeah.
So I think that is, I can appreciate the efficiencies gained from moving, you know, to e-learning and whatnot, but especially for my ACCA, especially in the latter papers, the harder papers, it's been really beneficial, and Kaplan have been great for me.
Yeah, excellent. So, and it's hard to kind of quantify your successes, but if there were certain things you could say categorically, this has helped me to succeed in the exams, or what would be the main things you would give as the kind of tips for people who are studying?
Question practice, and trying to get practicing questions as early as possible. I mean, it seems obvious, but I know that the more practice you have, you kind of have half an idea of what you're going to come up against in the exam. And if it's all that more familiar, I think that just gives you a much better chance. With the professional exams, the exam technique, so timing yourself to questions, making sure you stick to that time. And also, I think there are a couple of videos on ACCA, which were just sort of running through various exam techniques that you could adopt. For example, I don't know, like define, analyze, conclude, something like that. So something like that at least just gives you a bit of structure and helps you form an answer, which might grab you an extra couple of marks, which could be all the difference.
Yeah. And what about sort of work-life balance challenges like that? Did you find that you really have to be quite disciplined?
Yeah, there is a degree of discipline. But I think that by locking yourself away in a room and doing all your work, whilst that is beneficial to a certain extent, I think that getting out, having a bit of fresh air, meeting up with your mates in the evening, not going out on a mad one, but just, you know, grabbing a beer or grabbing some food or something like that, just to have a bit of downtime, just to break up the monotony of day in, day out, revising, studying, stresses of question practice and whatnot. I think that really helps. It certainly helped me in September when I took my last exams.
Well, it makes sense as well if you were talking about accountants and business and being people person. You know, you're not just a machine, are you? You do need to sort of...
You just need to have a... Yeah, exactly that, yeah.
Okay, so final question, which I suppose for both of you, is just to think about the future, because we touched on it a little bit, talking about, you know, are there robots coming for our jobs and so on. But, you know, how do you see the landscape for accountants changing in the coming years? What are the main skills accountants are going to need in the future, if it's different to now, or is it more of the same? How is the profession going to change in your eyes?
I don't necessarily think the robots are coming for our jobs. I think, you do see a lot of statistics to say there's going to be so X number fewer sort of accountants in the world. And I think just the job will change as opposed to sort of the job disappearing. I think there's always a need for a sensible financial head in a business, someone that can interpret numbers in sort of real terms and actually sort of help drive a business forward using those numbers. So I think people that, as I said, are people, and also skills around actually thinking about some wider business issues, thinking through business strategy and analysing things. There's bound to be increasing need for IT skills, analysis skills of various different sorts going forward. So I think all those things are going to be important in the future jobs market. And I think actually accountants will be eminently well placed to succeed in the future, just they won't necessarily be doing some of the more boring bits, and they'll be doing some of the more exciting bits going forward. So I think the accounting profession has a rosy future from my perspective.
It's a great time to be an accountant. What about you? Have you any thoughts on the future?
I think working alongside the computers, if you like, rather than trying to work against them or have them take over your job, is probably something I've tried to adopt. So, like Andy said, you know, the scope of the role is almost changing a bit because the computers, if you like, will take over certain aspects.
Yeah.
But I think there's always, whilst the accountant does look at a lot of quantitative quantitatively analyses a lot of things. I think there's always going to be room for a bit of qualitative analysis too, which I don't know how the computer fits in with looking at the qualitative stuff. You know, looking at what would require more soft skills, for example. So I think just working with the computers, but also having it in the back of your head that accountancy isn't always just number crunching, it's not always quantitative. You've got to be able to look at the qualitative side of things too. So yeah, that's just how I'm going about it at the moment, just trying to keep a healthy balance of both, really.
Well, it's kind of like you said about studying as well, isn't it? I mean, you could just do it online, but the face-to-face, the person-to-person, like, I feel like we're always going to need that, whatever business we're in.
Yeah. Back to the study, you know, like an online video is really good if you're really stuck on something and you need to rewatch it three times, because a tutor, I wouldn't have thought, is going to explain it another three times for you in a class of 20 people or 30 or whatever. So yeah, I think there's definitely a place for both.
As
mentioned before.
Certainly until our robot overlords take us over the world, and then all bets are off anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're just going to be their minions and we have to do exactly what they say, and who knows what that will be. So what's next for you in your career, Andy?
I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to second to the mergers and acquisitions team back at BDO Baker Street office for 6 months, which I'm really looking forward to. Just something new to try. And I think it just kind of goes to show that despite being in BDO Drive for 5 years, and I've accumulated a lot of knowledge, being within essentially the network of BDO just gives you the opportunity to try, sort of dip your toes in various different in places, just to almost see what you might like. If you like it, I guess, brilliant. If you don't, then there's no harm in trying. I don't think there's any such thing as bad experience. And just having that ability to try various different aspects within the accountancy finance world within BDO is great. So yeah, that starts in April.
Wonderful.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
That sounds great.
But Andy's, I mean, I think it's great that Andy's being able to get to the stage that actually over the last few years he's learned good business skills that makes it a possibility to go and try something else like the M&A team and sort of get some good experience there as well. So we're always happy to, when our people sort of go to somewhere else, hopefully within BDO and then succeed. We've got, obviously Andy's going to corporate finance. We've got someone in BDO New York at the moment. So
nice. But you're sad as well, because we're obviously going to miss him, but then...
I'm not saying he's not coming back.
All right. Great. Well, I think that's going to conclude this episode. Thank you both very much for your time, and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.